episode 746 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past month, our search for Jesus, in every book of the Bible, has taken us to the book of Psalms. Tomorrow is our last episode focused on this book. And as we wind down, we find ourselves in Psalm 72, a royal psalm attributed to King Solomon, but pointing beyond Solomon's reign to the eternal reign of Jesus, the true and ultimate King. Psalm 72 paints a vivid picture of a king's divine rule, characterized by righteousness, justice, peace, and prosperity. This is a picture that only finds its true fulfillment in Jesus Christ. While Solomon's kingdom displayed splendor and wisdom, it was transient and flawed. But the eternal kingdom of Jesus is marked by boundless grace, everlasting peace, and unshakable righteousness. The psalm opens with a plea, "Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son." It's a cry for divine intervention and righteous rule, and it echoes the heart's innate longing for a savior, a righteous ruler, who can establish peace, and bring salvation. Essentially, Solomon is pleading, "Please help the king to be honest, and fair, just like you, God." This cry finds its ultimate answer in Jesus, who came to earth, to embody God's justice and righteousness, inaugurating a kingdom, marked by grace, love, and truth. Verses 2-4, of the psalm, speak of the king judging the people with righteousness, and the poor with justice, bringing peace to the mountains, and help to the children of the needy. These verses resonate deeply with the teachings and actions of Jesus, who reached out to the marginalized, healed the sick, comforted the broken, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He showed us a kingdom where the last are first, the meek inherit the earth, and the merciful receive mercy. He fulfilled the longing for a king, who champions the cause of the weak, and brings justice to the oppressed. The psalm further speaks of the enduring nature of this righteous rule. Verse 5, "May they fear you while the sun endures, and as long as the moon, throughout all generations." Solomon yearns for a reign that outlasts the sun and outlives the moon. Perhaps he has seen how fleeting righteous leadership can be. Jesus' reign is not bound by time or circumstance. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the eternal King, whose rule extends from eternity to eternity. His kingdom is not of this world, and it will not be shaken by the powers and principalities of this age. Verse 6, "May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth." This imagery recalls the life-giving, restorative power of the king's reign. Jesus, the living water, came to a parched and weary land to bring refreshment and renewal. He is the source of eternal life, and whoever drinks of the water he gives will never thirst again. This life-giving rule brings prosperity, abundance, and blessings, as verse 7 states, "In his days, may the righteous flourish, and peace abound, till the moon be no more." The message puts it this way, "Let righteousness burst into blossom, and peace abound, until the moon fades to nothing." Jesus brings abundant life to his followers, peace that surpasses understanding, and joy unspeakable, and full of glory. The psalm also describes the universal dominion of the king, his rule extending from sea to sea, and from the river, to the ends of the earth. This promise finds its consummation in Christ, to whom all authority in heaven, and on earth, has been given, and who commands his followers to make disciples of all nations. He is the King of kings, and Lord of lords, whose dominion is everlasting, and whose kingdom will have no end. Yet, despite his majesty and dominion, this king is marked by a deep compassion for the lowly and the destitute. Verse 12, "For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor, and him who has no helper." Jesus, the compassionate Savior, came to seek and save the lost, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives. He is a refuge for the poor, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. The psalm concludes with praise for the glorious, eternal King. Verses 18-19, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever, may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." This closing doxology reflects the ultimate goal of God's redemptive plan, to fill the earth with his glory, through the righteous reign of his anointed King, Jesus Christ. When Solomon asked God for wisdom to govern God's great people, He displayed a profound understanding of the weight of kingship and the need for divine guidance. Similarly, Jesus, the wisdom of God personified, led his life in perfect alignment with the will of his Father, embodying righteous judgment, divine wisdom, and boundless compassion. He taught with authority, not as the scribes, revealing the heart of God and the mysteries of the kingdom. As we contemplate the righteous flourishing and the abounding peace in the reign of the King, depicted in Psalm 72, we must reflect on the implications of such a reign in our lives today. Jesus inaugurated a kingdom characterized by justice, mercy, and faithfulness, a kingdom where the Spirit of the Lord brings freedom, transformation, and renewal. It is in this kingdom that we are called to live, embodying the values of our ruler, and reflecting his light to a darkened world. In a world marked by division, injustice, and suffering, the eternal reign of Jesus offers a beacon of hope. He breaks down the dividing walls of hostility, he upholds the cause of the oppressed, and he comforts the afflicted. He calls us to be peacemakers, to love our enemies, to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. The universal dominion of the King, as depicted in the Psalm, reminds us of the Great Commission, entrusted to us by our Lord. Jesus, whose authority surpasses all powers and principalities, sends us to the ends of the earth, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, and teaching us to observe all he has commanded. It is a call to participate in the expansion of his glorious kingdom, to be ambassadors of reconciliation, and heralds of the good news of the gospel. Jesus, the King, who delivers the needy and the poor, invites us to partake in his mission to bring healing, freedom, and restoration to the broken and the lost. It is a mission marked by sacrificial love, radical generosity, and unrelenting hope. As we draw to a close of our study of Jesus in the Psalms, let's reflect on the multifaceted portrait of our Savior, depicted throughout this sacred poetry. In Psalm 62, he is the rock of salvation. In Psalm 46, he is our refuge. In Psalm 24, he is the King of glory. In Psalm 27, he is the light of my salvation. In Psalm 50, he is my strength and my shield. In Psalm 23, he is my shepherd, my good shepherd. When I have him, I want for nothing. In Psalm 18, he is the deliverer. In Psalm 147, he is the healer. In Psalm 54, he is the helper. In Psalm 75, he is the judge. In Psalm 31, he is the fortress. In Psalm 104, he is the creator. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all, the earth is full of your creatures. In Psalm 68, he is my savior. In Psalm 16, he is the Holy One. In Psalm 32, he is my hiding place. In Psalm 10, he is the everlasting King. In Psalm 62, he is the anchor of my soul. He is the fulfillment of God's promises, the embodiment of divine love and grace, and the inaugurator of a new, everlasting covenant. Do you know him? Psalm 72, and our reflections throughout the month, invite us to a life of continuous praise and worship. It's a life where our hearts are attuned to the majesty, the glory, and the beauty of our King. It's a life marked by gratitude, wonder, and awe at the wondrous deeds of our God. Our lives, our words, our actions become a living doxology, echoing the psalmist's exclamation, "Blessed be his glorious name forever, may the whole earth be filled with his glory." May we, like Solomon, David, and all the other psalmists, find comfort, hope, and strength in the character and work of Jesus, and may our hearts overflow with praise and worship for our Lord and King. Let us live as citizens of his eternal kingdom, walking in the righteousness, peace, and joy that he provides, and proclaiming his glory to the ends of the earth. Father, thank you for Jesus, the anointed King, who will reign forever. Help us to walk in his ways, be transformed by his Spirit, and be conduits of his grace to the world around us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.